Yeah, we started about February 20th, and we're on the clock 24 hours a day. From then, for about 30 days, we're going full out. And then after that, the majority of things of the mad rush has happened, and the few stragglers are left.
I guess you can count on, or you'd like to count on, some decent weather. Are the conditions near ideal for calving season then?
They are ideal. It's the cold, freezing nights are keeping the mud down, and the nice, warm, sunny days is drying up all the snow and the ice and drying things up very nicely.
You were telling me before coming in, Scott, 1 year minus 32, and that's got to be a real chore. What are some of the obstacles you run into when it's that cold,
then? You got to get the calves into the shelter, and the calves, they freeze up, and you got to get them filled up with some milk and keep them warm, and it's just a constant battle when it's cold out.
Is there a certain time of day where they tend to birth or not really?
No, there's studies out there that if you feed them at different times of the day, there's statistics that show that they may calve at certain times. But my dad we keep looking at those statistics, but my dad always tells us he's tried everything and they calve when they feel like it.
Very good. That timeline that'll be going, you said, for about 60 days. What else is happening at the same time as far as, I guess, maintenance of the cattle at this time then?
Not too much, really. Just feeding, constantly feeding and constantly putting out fresh bedding for them. You also got to keep an eye on the calves to make sure that they're sucking and getting good milk, and then nothing's getting sick. You're always constantly watching the calves to make sure you're not getting any disease.
We have about 350 to calve this year. We're slowly building up a few more every year, but that's kind of our goal.
This is obviously a family operation. The generations come and the generations go. Was there ever a time where you thought you maybe didn't want to do something like this? Are there a lot of rewards to doing this, living this lifestyle then?
Rewarding that the kids get to come play out on the farm and get to learn that experience and be with all the animals. It's rewarding that our kids are fourth generation on the farm here, so that's always great.
What are some of the responsibilities that the kids have? I guess the same as any other time, it's feeding and care, is that right?
Yeah, their responsibilities are their 4-H calves. We have 4-H calves and lambs now, so when we're so busy here at the farm calving, we put that extra responsibility of keeping the wood on the fire and keeping their responsibilities of feeding the calves.